This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Artificial intelligence systems have bested humans at chess, poker, Jeopardy, Go, and countless other games. But machines still aren't that great at understanding some basic rules about the physical world.
They still can't do what three-month-olds do. And I think this is, I'm a champion of babies at the end of the day, and this is a clear win for babies. Babies are still slam dunking even our most powerful computers when it comes to intuitive physics.
Cognitive psychologist Susan Hespos of Northwestern University listed off a few examples of those intuitive physics principles, like solidity, your coffee cup does not just fall right through the table, or continuity, objects don't just blink in and out of existence, and boundedness, when you pick up your coffee cup, it sticks together. You don't end up with just the handle.
Babies know all three of these things as early as 3 months of age. Their visual acuity is lousy, the world is blurry, they could barely grasp this stuff. Babies get a lot of things wrong, but it's just these initial kernels that get elaborated and refined through experience in the world.
Now computer engineers have taken a page from the baby playbook. Researchers at DeepMind, that's the AI company that trained computers to beat humans at Go, they've endowed a machine learning system with certain kernels of knowledge about intuitive physics built in, akin to what an infant might be equipped with. And after watching the equivalent of about 28 hours of training videos, showing things like balls rolling and blocks dropping, the AI system actually showed surprise when it was shown something physically impossible. Its counterparts that were not modeled on babies weren't quite as sharp.
It's really interesting that when you do this direct comparison, what you find is that learning from experience goes pretty far, but only so far. And the computer that was built based on research on babies did far better. It's confirming evidence for what baby research has shown for a while, just using something that is very different from a baby.
The results appear in the journal Nature Human Behavior. Hespos wasn't involved in the work, but wrote an editorial accompanying the paper. And she says the research is a step towards making machine learning systems more efficient thinkers, like humans, even the tiny ones. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.